Okay, so I was reading this paper on multicultural agent systems, and I'm genuinely annoyed.
Annoyed how?
Because everyone's been evaluating these platforms on alignment, whether an agent matches its assigned culture, and nobody asked whether the system as a whole actually preserves cultural plurality, which is kind of the whole point, right? If you're building a global agent society, you probably want it to look like a society, not a monoculture.
Right.
And the paper shows alignment and diversity are almost completely uncorrelated. You can have a system where every agent looks culturally aligned on paper and the whole thing is still homogeneous.
Yeah, that's a real finding. They tested 18 models across 19 cultures and found zero correlation, negative 0.12 Pearson R. Single backbone systems where one LLM is the backbone for all agents, none of them reached human diversity levels. Best case was 36.12, humans averaged 44.07.
That gap is not small. So, what's actually happening under the hood?
The measurement is straightforward. Each agent answers a world values survey conditioned on its assigned culture. So, a French agent answers as if it's grounded in French values, a Nigerian agent in Nigerian values. Alignment is how closely each agent matches its reference culture. Diversity is the system-level average dissimilarity between all agents' responses. It's pairwise difference aggregation, not per agent property. So, you can have an agent perfectly aligned with French values, another perfectly aligned with Nigerian values. But if the LLM's latent space is just pulling them both toward the same output distribution, the system-level diversity collapses. The backbone model's own biases.
Which explains why stronger models don't automatically give you more diversity. I would have bet on that being correlated, like a bigger, more capable model would just preserve more variation. But that's not what they found.
Nope. Capability doesn't translate to diversity. Interestingly, mixed backbone systems do help. They tested exhaustively. Something like 1.89 million configurations, different models for different cultural agents. That Pareto frontier consistently dominates single backbone systems on both alignment and diversity.
1.89 million configurations.
Yeah, it's brute force exhaustive, but even with mixed backbones, the gap to human diversity persists. You're narrowing it, not closing it.
So the real problem isn't solvable by just picking a different model or adding more agents. They tested that too?
Yeah. Neither culture selection nor agent count rescues diversity. And here's the kicker. As you add more agents, homogenization gets worse, not better. More agents, more consensus pressure, narrower range of outputs.
That's the opposite of what you'd naively expect. I was going to say, how bad does it get when agents actually interact?
That's where it gets ugly. They ran multi-round social exposure. Agents observe other agents' responses before answering. Per agent alignment stays stable or even improves slightly, which sounds good. But system diversity drops. Agents drift toward consensus.
Even when you explicitly tell them to represent their assigned culture?
Even then, social identity theory would predict agents lean harder into their in-group identity under exposure, right? But that's not what's happening. The model's baseline tendency to converge on a
So if you're building something like Motebook, an agent-native social network where each agent is supposed to have a distinct identity, this is a real problem.
It is, and they proved it with a participatory budgeting case study. High diversity systems produced broader coverage of societal priorities. Low diversity systems narrowed the scope of public resource allocation. Homogeneous agent societies make worse collective decisions.
Which is actually important, because the product value of multicultural agent systems is that they're supposed to represent or serve human societies. If they're collapsing toward monoculture, you're losing the thing you built them for.
Exactly, and the paper's basically saying this is a distinct problem from alignment. You can't solve it by making individual agents more culturally faithful. You need to understand why the system as a whole homogenizes.
Do they say how to fix it? Or is this just a measurement paper?
Mostly measurement. They establish value diversity as an evaluation axis and show the gap is real and persistent. They don't propose a fix. Mixed backbones help, but not enough. The core problem, LLM latent spaces pulling toward consensus under interaction, that's still open.
So someone has to actually engineer the system to preserve diversity, probably with retention mechanisms, reward signals for dissent, architectural changes to how agents interact.
Yeah, right now, builders are probably optimizing for task performance or engagement, not diversity. This paper's saying, measure diversity and you'll see the problem immediately.
That's valuable just as a diagnostic. You can't fix what you're not measuring.
Exactly. And the code and data are public. They released everything at github.com/inlp-lab/multi-agent-diversity. So anyone building multi-
That's the move. Release the measurement. Let teams discover their own homogenization problem. Then someone figures out the architecture to solve it. Better than shipping Motebook and realizing 6 months later that all your agents sound the same.
Much better.
All right, thanks for talking through that. Genuinely clarifying.
Yeah, it's a clean paper. Real problems, solid measurement, no overreach on solutions.